This is Joy in the Weeds. I'm Beth.
And I'm Kim.
We are so glad you have joined us as we have conversations exploring the dichotomy of struggle and joy. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes, that's right, because it's Christmas Day, isn't it? Oh, I'm so excited. Oh. I've been waiting for this for months.
Oh, I wish it was really Christmas Day when we're recording this.
Me too. But for everybody listening, it is.
Of course, if it was Christmas Day, we wouldn't be here with each other.
That's true.
So that would be the downside.
Yes.
All right. So it's Beth and Kim.
And Courtney.
And Courtney.
We love having Courtney here.
We were just here at the office and we were just like, come on, join us, Courtney. Join us.
Yes.
So here I am.
So here you are.
All right. So it is Christmas Day. I was so excited, like elated, when I figured out that we were going to have a podcast drop on Christmas Day. Because as you guys have already heard, if you watch the other two Christmas podcasts, quote unquote, we kind of like Christmas.
We do.
Courtney, do you like
it's
Christmas?
It's my favorite. It's us too. Yeah.
My favorite.
Oh, it's the,
I just
okay,
love
so
it so
since
much.
You were not on the other one, the joys of Christmas, what's your favorite, like what's favorite things about Christmas for you, Courtney?
I love to give gifts.
Oh,
I love to watch people open the gifts that I've given them and see how much they love it. And if they don't, then I need to figure out what I can do to fix it. But not usually. Usually everybody's pretty receptive. That and I just love Christmas morning. I remember growing up, my parents would, they would wait till we'd go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that was very late. Christmas night, and they would set out our stockings, like, because for the whole time the Christmas decorations were up, the stockings were just hung empty. But the night before, they would put the stockings on the couch and fill them up with stuff, and then in front of each one they would also have a pile of stuff. So the stockings were almost better than the gifts. Just, and then being able to do that with my girls has just been like, we're full circle. I love it so much.
That's so cool.
Yeah, Kim was the same.
Yeah, stockings is the favorite thing. And I didn't do that growing up.
Yeah.
I only did it as an adult because Tim's family did it.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's the best.
Yes.
Do you do it? Do the kids like come in your bedroom? Like, do they wake up early and then come in the bedroom? Or do you do it in the living room? Like, where do you do it?
We do it in the living room.
Do you?
Yeah, we have it all set up before we go to bed.
Yeah.
And we just threaten them. Do not go downstairs in the morning. You come and get us first. And I mean, they're still really little, so we're kind of used to getting up early, and they don't make it that much earlier than normal. So usually around 6 o'clock, I'm either getting up or, you know, nearly there. And so they come in and we all go downstairs, because I don't tell them to just wait. You have to wait. No, let's go. Let's do it, because it's just as much fun for me as it is for them.
Yeah, we always told our kids they had to wake us up, but it could be any time.
Yeah.
Right. As long as it's morning, it's fine. And so, really funny transitional thing, right? Because it was always like a 4 a.m., 5 a.m., some ridiculous hour. Those kids were in our room, but we'd set any time.
Yeah.
So they come wake us up, and Chris and I are blurry-eyed, and we're going downstairs, and we do Christmas, and it's all wonderful. Well, one year, when the kids had gotten older, they were all participating in getting their gifts wrapped, you know, that they had purchased for each other. Because one little thing that we did was we would do, instead of a Christmas list of, like when you say make your Christmas list, it's usually the things you want. And what we did with the kids was we wanted them to make a Christmas list of gifts they wanted to give. And so, and then we helped them with the process of getting those lists. So that was kind of, you know, the idea of, you know, what are you wanting to get people? Like, what are you wanting to gift people? So anyway, and then they want to help, you know, wrap all that. Well, anyway, they're teenagers, right? At this point, I think either high school or college. It may have been college even the first time this happened. But anyway, so they're up really late still wrapping, right? And we all are up. And we're done around 1 a.m. And Andrew says, it's morning, Mom.
Nice.
He's like, it's morning. And you all said that as long as it's morning. So let's just open presents.
Man.
And
that's
then we can
awesome.
All go to sleep and just sleep as late as we want.
That's
and it was
so
funny, though,
fun.
You know, and so we did. It was kind of like, okay, why not? Because it is morning.
Sure.
And And it was so college appropriate, if that makes sense, because then the next morning the kids just slept as late as they wanted to, and because we'd already done Christmas. That it was pretty funny.
So fun.
Yeah. It was pretty
that
funny.
Was so fun.
You guys are great parents. I'd have been like, go to bed. I am exhausted.
Well, it only took a few minutes. We were done and then off to bed.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then I knew I didn't have to get up early. I didn't have to do anyway. So yeah. Anyway. All right. So today we've done joy in the joy of the joys of Christmas, and we've done the weeds of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so I know it might seem a bit redundant to do another Christmas one, but we could not put out anything on Christmas Day that wasn't Christmas.
Right, exactly.
And so today we wanted to talk about kind of the things that are really the Jesus in Christmas. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Or the things that are the real meaning of Christmas and why that is so special. Because for me, and Kim and I were talking about this, we both love all the trappings so much.
Oh, yeah.
And surely you all have gotten that feeling by now. But I think what makes, for me anyway, what makes it so much, like takes it to another level. It's not, because we celebrate New Year sometimes really big too.
Mm-hmm. You celebrate everything big, honey.
Of course, because I like to celebrate.
It's you.
Yes. But as glorious as I like, you know, I can make New Year's, it doesn't have the added component.
That's true.
Of all the beauty that comes with Christmas. Yeah. And so I just thought we would just spend a little bit of time talking about that this Christmas and this Christmas Day. And I have to say, probably for me, one of the biggest things, and I mentioned this on one of the last podcasts too, but I want to dive a little bit deeper. But one of the things that's so important for me about Christmas is the idea that it speaks to the extravagance of God's love for us. Mm-hmm. And listen, I have my whole life been told I'm too much. Mm. You know, I want too big party, too, you know, just too much, Beth, just too much. And I'll never forget when I finally came to this beautiful realization that as much as I can try to be in any situation, God is always more. Like, his love is more. Mm. His grace is more. His, you know, this whole idea of salvation, the story of him coming as a little baby. That's an extreme thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that he was willing to come and grow in a womb, in an earthly woman's womb, right? Mm. Like, the God of gods, Lord of lords, to be willing to come and come that way and be so incredibly vulnerable. Mm. You know, that's a really vulnerable place to be. And so it's just extreme. It's like extravagant and crazy. Courtney, you mentioned, I hope we get to talk about food.
That's funny.
And you know, that's one of the ways that I see that we see the extravagance of God is because I've said this so many times. He could have created us where he just hooked us up to a tube.
Yeah. Mm.
And we got our nutrients like glug, 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 like you do at the gas tank. Like it could have been.
Everything could taste exactly the same.
It could.
It could all be
or
brown.
Or look exactly the same.
Yes. Some, be brown.
Okay, some people do eat all brown.
I don't mind all brown. I'll
never forget the first time.
As long as it's chocolate, judgment. I'm good.
No judgment. I do love chocolate and bread. Potatoes. Sorry.
Gravy's brown.
Gravy's great.
Brown? Yeah. Brown is the color, Courtney. It is the color. But there are some other colors. But I guess what's so fascinating to me is that God created us, like the way we get this sustenance is in such a glorious, extravagant way. Where it uses every single one of our senses. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, we see it, taste it, smell it, feel it. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. it incorporates all of them. Then it is a social thing. Like he created it to be part of this social thing, which I just love. And that, you know, And to me, at Christmas time, oh my word, I love to celebrate with food. And every time I do, and I think, and my husband is always telling me that we do, I mean, we do not need 2 pounds of 10 pound, we do not need 2 10-pound bags of potatoes to make mashed potatoes on Christmas Day. You don't, we always kind of, we don't fight, but he's always trying to rail me back just a little bit. And because then we have it, you know, for days and then we throw away. But in any event, but every time I think, no, no, God is so extravagant with everything he is. I'm going to be extravagant.
We
too.
Need 2 bags of
we need
potatoes.
2 bags.
Yes.
2 bags. So how else? Yeah. Any other ways that you see God as being extravagant? Or how does that connect to you? Or does it at all for Christmas?
It doesn't.
That's fine.
Because, well, it just shows the differences of our personalities.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just see, I really see when you said the vulnerability, I really see the vulnerability. Love, to love is a great risk. Yeah. And the vulnerability, not only did he come, but he came as a baby.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And just the hope of it. Like this morning, I'm going to read this to you because
please,
I just,
please do.
It's just so beautiful. We often start in Isaiah 9, we often start with "For unto us a child is born." Mm. And we miss the verses just before that, which make me think of verses in John, and it makes me think of Philippians 2 and all. So it's, so I'm going to start from Isaiah 9 and it's verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. That's us. Hmm. We are living in this land of darkness. And we have seen a great light. You know, in the morning, if you ever get up this early, when the sun is just coming up, when we were on vacation, I would go out to where the lighthouse was, and I watched the sun rise. Mm-hmm. And it starts slow, and you have a light and light and a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And all of a sudden, the sun, and you can't look at it anymore,
right?
Because
right.
This great light has dawned and it colors everything. Like you can see everything because of this light. So we are living in a land of darkness. And then verse 3 says, you have enlarged the nation and increased its joy. Mm-hmm. So Jesus is the light. And Jesus is the joy. The people have rejoiced before you as they rejoice at harvest time and as they rejoice when dividing spoils. For you have shattered their oppressive yoke and the rod on their shoulders, the staff of their oppressor, just as you did the day of Midian. For every trampling boot of battle and the bloodied garments of war will be burned as fuel for the fire. And why? Why is that going to happen? For unto us a child will be born. A son will be given to us, and the government, which when I looked up that word this morning, it's not just, it's not like government like we think. It's the dominion. It's going to be on his shoulders, just like it says in Philippians 2. And every tongue will confess and every knee will bow and say, Jesus is Lord of Lords. That's what that made me think of. And he will be named, what will he be named? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of armies will accomplish this. That right there is what Christmas is all about. Mm-hmm. A child. Mm-hmm. A child. He can't do a thing for himself. And he grows up and he does everything for us. Mm. Everything. Everything. Whatever we need, he has done. It, and that goes along with that extravagance.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have we don't have to do.
That's right.
All we need to do is just come under the wings of his protection. And it's all taken care of. That.
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of what you were reading there, you were just saying earlier, as we were talking before we started this process, but anyway, that today we were talking about how repetition is exclamation. Yes. is it means more. I know, I wish we could see our
more and more.
We're using our arms a lot, and you all can't see, but yeah, it means more. And as someone who's always, you know what I'm saying, told yes. more in yeah. a negative sense,
right?
This is when it talks about the beginning about the rejoicing,
yes.
and it says rejoice and rejoice and joy yes. and rejoice yes. and joy.
Yes, increase its joy. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.
Rejoice.
Yes.
I mean, and then there's the other places that talk about, you know, rejoice in all Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I mean, to me, that is why would we not celebrate
exactly
the very thing?
Yes.
That yes. brings us that joy, 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 joy.
Yeah.
This compounded and glorious.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, we should be celebrating with gifts that bring joy and surprises that bring joy and lights. Oh, my word.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Who doesn't love the Christmas lights?
Exactly. Exactly.
It in some ways, and I know this year has been so incredibly challenging and so difficult. And, you know, the idea of the world, you know, being lit up, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Being lit up. I mean, I know Christmas lights don't begin to do that, but it represents it,
well,
right?
Even in the summer, people were saying, put your Christmas lights.
Yes, yeah. exactly. That's right.
That was
in
the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
And people were trying to bring joy to others by just putting their lights yep. outside their house.
And, yeah. you know, he said, I am the light of the world.
Mm.
I am the light of the world. We should
that
light it
light
up.
Was that life was the light of men, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Mm-mm.
Darkness mm-hmm. cannot overcome light.
One of my favorite things about Christmas is going to a place where, like McCaddenville around here mm. or other places mm-hmm. where just, you know, the entire street is lit up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Rick Anderson, good friend of all of ours and my son's father-in-law, we tease him as being like Mr. Christmas or whatever. Mm. And it's because he lights up everything. He loves to put Christmas lights everywhere. And he, you know, more is more. And he just keeps putting up, and it's awesome. But we should be. There's beauty in that.
Yeah.
There is beauty in that. Yeah. Yeah. I do, you know, it's so interesting to me. You're right. It's our personalities are
yes.
so different because really we're saying exactly the same
thing.
We
really are.
In a very different way, but it's so true. But I think that's good. I think it's good to hear it from different perspectives, you know. But I've also is extravagant and glorious and all the beauty and all of that. I also think and that it is, well, it is not missed on me that what we are celebrating was also, you know, he didn't come in a glorious way, no. right?
Mm.
He came to mm-hmm. a girl of poor reputation mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he came to a very young girl. And then he's born in a stable, not even at home with the nurse midwife, right? He's born in the stable. He is, every bit of it is quiet and simple. And it wasn't, you know, like a big coming, like we think the second mm-hmm. coming is going to be, or we know the second coming mm-hmm. is going to be, right? It was such a such a quiet thing. And I think it's important to also, as much as I love the lights and the extravagance and the food and the gifts and the, all those things, which I adore all those things, I also think it's beautiful to spend some moments remembering the quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your favorite Jesus story? Mm. Courtney, either of you. What's your favorite Jesus story?
Hmm.
Or one that comes to mind that just hits you?
Yeah, that, I don't know. I mean, I actually, in a Sabbath school class this morning, just asked the question, what's your favorite parable or Bible story? And one of my favorite Bible stories is the woman touching the garment of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just that.
So what does it tell you? What do you?
Well, that's actually more about her. Interestingly,
okay.
The part that I,
okay.
You know, that I am.
Okay.
That I guess resonate with is her faith and understanding, if she can just get close enough, mm-hmm. and just, you know, doesn't even need to be seen, right, or talked to, or, and she just needs to be close enough, mm-hmm. just to get close enough, just to touch him. That to me is like, it makes me teary to think about.
And it was a tassel, wasn't it? His tassel.
Yeah,
because we see the pictures of it and we think he's wearing this white garment, but mm-hmm. he was wearing tassels,
mm-hmm.
and it probably wasn't his feet. Mm-mm. It was probably his sleeve, and she just
touch it.
Mm. And I remember reading that story in the Ministry of Healing, written by Ellen White,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
my favorite book, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And she says in there that he knew she was in the crowd,
mm-hmm.
and he went on purpose,
mm-hmm.
so that she could be,
yeah.
close enough to touch him.
Yeah.
So she, so in her mind, all she needed to do, that's all. If I just touch him,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, she's gonna get to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make it possible.
Mm.
Mm. And there's that extravagant love of Jesus.
Crazy extravagant
love.
That
he will go out of his way. Mm-hmm. He will even delay something because he was on his way to heal a little girl, mm-hmm. which he had that in hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He delayed that,
mm-hmm.
so that he could heal someone else.
Yeah. I also, it has been so profound, like I've hung on this. Is just the idea that just to touch him is enough.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there are days, mm-hmm. when I don't have enough to like crawl up in his lap.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because I just, and yet, you know what? If I can just touch the tassel,
yeah,
that's enough.
That's all.
Because that's so
and
much.
It'll make all,
right?
the difference.
Yeah. Okay, I figured out what my favorite one is.
Okay.
And it's not actually, well, I don't, anyway. I absolutely love in Revelation where it talks about, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And then it says, if anyone will open the door, anyway.
Hear my voice and open the door.
Here, mm-hmm. thank you. I will come in and dine with them.
Oh, yes, of course you're going to like that.
No, seriously, it's biblical. It's
biblical.
But I love that it's that word. It's that word that to me is so spectacular because it's not fast food through McDonald's, right? It's dine with. And to me, that implies so many glorious things. The extravagance of the moment, the extravagance of preparation, the extravagance of spending time. Like when you dine, you spend time,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're connecting, you're whatever. And so, yeah, that's my favorite.
Mm.
Is that really about Jesus? Is that?
Of course it's about Jesus.
He said it.
Is that what you're referring to?
I was thinking a gospel question. Story, but that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
That he wants to come in and dine with me.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have one, Courtney?
I think it's just all the healing.
Mm.
Like he found them.
Mm.
The ones that, you know, couldn't find him even.
Mm.
Like the man at the water.
Mm.
They couldn't walk. How do you, I mean, He couldn't go after him.
That's right.
He had to have known he was there.
Yeah.
So I don't. It's just, it's all the healing that he does. He cares about it, even the littlest things.
The littlest things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do, you know, all of these things that we love about him and who he is, and obviously that is ultimately what, you know, Christmas is. It's about him. Yeah. But.
And please don't send us letters that he was born in the fall.
No.
We're still going to make this about Jesus. We're still going to make December 24 and 25 about Jesus.
That's absolutely right. And for some of us, December 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I've been doing it since October.
We celebrate them all year long. These are just emphasis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I distracted you.
You really distracted me. I don't even know where I was. Now. I don't even know.
I'm so sorry, and I can't remember.
Oh, either. I guess just the idea of what I want. I'm curious, like when, like during your Christmas, and it doesn't even have to be something like that. You know, sit down. Okay, family, now we are going to focus on, like, I'm not talking about like that, but just in your experiences, even for you, is there any time in particular that draws you or you feel like you're more drawn to him and the celebrating of him at Christmas time? Is there anything in particular? You know what I'm saying? Is there anything in particular? I'll start because I'm so excited about this.
Okay.
Y'all can think. No, I just remember as a little girl and then getting older and what have you, but singing Christmas carols, Christmas music, combine that with candles. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is quite possibly, I cannot combine Christmas music and carols and not think of him. Like, that's just not, to me, that it literally, talk about touching his garment, right? It just draws me to him. And I just, that's, yeah, one of my favorite parts of Christmas. And sometimes, like, we have friends who, the Kendalls, who do caroling. They've done it for, like, 20 years. We go over to their house. We haven't been every single time, but most of them. But where we go, and a whole bunch of us, and we have candles, and we just go door to door singing carols. And that's pretty fun. And I remember doing it call portering. That shows how old I am. But anyway, call portering as a church, where we go around with candles and just go door to door and sing Christmas carols. But sometimes it's just in our house singing Christmas carols, or just listening to Christmas music throughout the house and lighting all the candles. I love to have I have candles everywhere. Like, that's candles and Christmas lights everywhere. So you go through the house and you light all the candles and you put Christmas music on, and it just, you know, carols, and it just, I don't know. It's like the best Friday night ever. And for those of you who don't understand what our Friday nights are like, you know, that may not make sense to you, but it's the best Friday night ever.
Yeah.
And it could be any time during Christmas. Mm-hmm. Anything that for you is like, you know, that kind of thing?
I have a... It's going to be watching the very old, the little drummer boy.
At the very end...
We're going to have to put that in the, like, show notes, the links notes, where people can find it.
I don't even know. I have a DVD. At the very end, when the little drummer boy brings his dead sheep.
Oh. I've never seen it.
Oh, you're missing out. And just the look from Jesus. Heals the sheep. And all the little drummer boy can do is play his drum. My mother tells the story. I'm crying now. I can't not cry. I'm just thinking about it. She says I was 3 years old the first time I saw it. And I was sitting on the couch, and the little drummer boy was on, and big tears were streaming down my face as a three-year-old with that same thing. But that will do it. It's like, all I can do is play my drum. I've got nothing else to give you, but I'm going to give you what I can.
It's Drummer Boy is one of my absolute favorite, you know, carols. I mean, I absolutely love that carol. My favorite memory was when I was a little girl. I don't remember how old, and I don't remember where this was, but we were somewhere in the world, and we walked into...
Sounds funny. Somewhere in the world.
Very specific.
Yeah. And we walked into some beautiful, like, either hotel or lobby-ish area. It was huge with this massive tree. Mm. And it was so beautiful and so sparkly. It was, like, went up to the sky. And it was just the most glorious setting. And I was dressed up. Mm. I had to have been really little. But anyway, because it was before Ethiopia. So I must have been younger than seven. So I don't know. But I was young. And then there was a choir there, and they were singing Drummer Boy, and they had someone doing the drum while they sang Drummer Boy. And I just remember thinking that was the most glorious thing. But for me, it's all of it, right? Like, it's the the lights and the tree and the music and the choir, and everyone looks so beautiful. And, I just loved it. That's not nearly as emotional and beautiful as what you just said.
I know. How are you supposed to follow that, Kim?
Yeah, forget
no
it.
No comparison.
Should have went last.
We don't do comparison. Comparison's the thief of joy.
Anything for you, Courtney?
I like to see the school plays.
Oh, how fun.
Because that's the season that I'm in.
Yeah.
And so every year, it's just really sweet and precious to see the kids have memorized their lines and they've worked so hard and they're so proud of themselves and it's just so sweet. I just love it so much.
I agree with you, and I don't ever get tired of it. Like, No. I'm not in that season, right? I mean, my kids are all grown and gone, but I love to go to our small little church school program. There's something just so precious.
It's always so good. It's never the same. There's always something funny. Always. I mean, kids. Like last year, Eden, do you remember Eden had she was a lamb. My youngest is six, so she was five last Christmas. And she was a lamb, and she had a shirt on that was covered with cotton balls. And she had ears, and it was just the cutest thing ever. And so, I don't know, I just like how precious they all are. Yeah. All of them.
I also love singing. I'm going to interrupt you. I love singing the Hallelujah chorus. Like when we were at Bass Academy and it was Christmas time and we were singing the Hallelujah chorus. Like there's nothing. It's like we're singing the anthem, you know, and everybody stands and we all know that this is God's anthem. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Ahead.
Sorry.
No, I don't remember. No. Well, you know, I guess if I want to say anything to people listening to this on Christmas Day is just remember how incredibly glorious and extravagant and amazing his love and grace for you is. And it's not just that he came as a baby, but that he lived the life he lived, died on the cross for us. And now he is preparing a place for us. And to me, that is just like, that's on another level. Like I, you know, that just to me is such a beautiful thought. Like he did all of this, right? So that we can go. And now he's like excitedly preparing for that day when all of his glorious, extravagant sacrifice and love that he literally poured out at the cross, right, comes to fruition. Like the day of celebrating. And that is going to be like, I'm very confident that is going to be, that is going to be for all of us sevens out there. Like that is
the most,
that is going to be a big celebration. And I'm confident of that. The trumpets are going to play. I love trumpets.
You and Annie F. Downs are going to be leading the procession.
And the sky is going to be lit, like lit. And, you know, it's going to be a reunion like no other reunion. And it is going to be.
And we're going to eat the greatest food ever.
We go have a banquet.
And I'm actually going to enjoy it.
A banquet that has been prepared for us by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who made our taste buds.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just going to
be better than chocolate. I know. There's going to be something better than chocolate.
I just can't.
It's just so hard to wrap your brain around that
really
he would do it just for you.
Yeah.
Just for one person.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
just one
so
other
hard.
Thing I want to say, and please forgive. I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but I just follow me through with this. Mostly, I shouldn't say that maybe, but a lot of women listen to our podcast. They're men too, but we know that a lot of women listen to this podcast. And if you ever question how God feels about you as a woman, you know, Satan has worked really hard from day one to trample women under his feet. And he's still succeeding in making that happen. But if you ever question how Jesus feels about you, he was crazy enough in every, I mean that in the best sort of way, not like, don't think I'm saying he's crazy, but in an extravagant, glorious way to speak to the importance of who we are in our gender, right? As women, he was born to one.
There you go.
And I want you to think about that.
There you go.
For any of you women or any of us, we all understand what that process is like.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That is how, I mean, I'm not going all Catholic honoring Mary as a saint, but I will say what an honoring thing to do to say, I am King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And I'm coming to rescue my people. And the way I'm going to do it is this woman is going to birth me. That to me is just.
And then.
So honoring.
And then while I'm here, the first evangelist.
Yeah.
Is going to be a woman.
Yeah.
And after I die, the people that tell everybody that I am alive again are going to be women.
And while he was on the cross,
he thought of his mother.
He cared for her.
Yeah.
He honored her.
Mm-hmm.
He honored her. So if you ever have wondered about that, and maybe that's not even for this, but I don't know, just a woman birthed him.
Yeah.
A real woman. Mm-hmm. A human woman. A young girl birthed him. That's called intimacy right there.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Is anything else?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time.
There it is.
Of the year.
I set it up.
Da, 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 da. I don't know the rest of the words. So be of good cheer.
Good job, Kim.
Thank you.
Oh, my word.
You have no idea how many songs are going through my head.
I know. She couldn't take it anymore. She had to do it.
Anything else you want to say about Christmas to people here on this Christmas day?
How can you not love
someone
like that?
And, okay, this so speaks to us. How can you not celebrate someone like that?
Yet.
Yeah.
Because that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
So how can you not love him and how can you not celebrate that?
Yeah.
It's celebrating that love and celebrating him and just celebrating. And part of how we do that is just to celebrate together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Mm. All right. Anything else, Courtney? She's shaking her head.
Just be generous and love people.
Ugh. Be kind.
Yeah, be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind.
She says it all the time.
Just be nice.
Joy to the world.
Yes.
The Lord is coming.
All encompassing.
You know, I will just say this, and then we'll get on to the last question. Of all Christmases, mm-hmm. we have had, you know, mm-hmm. and we're recording this well before Christmas. And so that those who have to do the work after us get to have a Christmas. So so it's in kindness. We're trying to be kind, Courtney. In kindness to Courtney. We are doing this early. And so I don't even know what I'm speaking about, right, between now and mm-hmm. Christmas. Mm-hmm. But certainly even up to now, this has been one doozy of a year.
Yeah.
One doozy of a year. Mm-hmm. So of all years, can we just find a way to have joy mm-hmm. this Christmas season? Mm-hmm. Like, let's put all of the everything, all the joy suckers. Let's just set them aside.
Give them no space.
Joy. Joy, 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 joy. Yeah. Let's just have some Christmas joy. Because he is that. That's who he is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's who he is. So let's celebrate him by having some joy and hanging on to that. All right. In the last 24 hours, what is something that's brought you joy, laughter, or a smile?
So mine's a little bit longer than 24 hours, but it's still bringing me joy. This week in our staff worship, Rick Anderson had it, and he's in education, and so he had each school do the worship for the morning, and not just the teacher, but the kids.
Oh, that's great. The kids
did a little program for the office every single morning, and it was just so great.
And it's so great because usually one of us heads on Zoom yes. is sitting there
just
droning on.
Talking.
Just talk. No, it's true. I mean, even myself when it's time to do worship. And so to see the little kids and their joy, it was like, Christmas.
Not that a head talking isn't enjoyable because usually it is good, but the kids.
You're more diplomatic than me.
Singing and reciting memory verses and doing a shadow play.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, really. It was the best week.
That's so cool.
It was the best week.
We got to see Courtney's kids too on one of
those
days.
So
that was not bad at all. Absolutely. All right, you, Kim.
Well, mine is also a little bit more than 24 hours. So as I've said before, I'm obsessed with Hallmark Christmas movies. Basically, they are running. If I'm home, if I'm cooking, whatever, they're running. In the evening, my precious husband will sit down and he will watch the one that goes from 6 till 8 and then we go to bed. But one day, I think it was Thursday, Tim was leaving because he had to go to Moxville because he was doing prayer meeting and visiting in Moxville on that Thursday. And he said goodbye and we kissed and da-da-da-da. And then I just had a moment and I just ran outside and I just got on my tippy toes. He's not that much taller, but I got on my tippy toes and I just looked at him in the eye and he just looked at me the same way that the men in a Hallmark movie look at those women. And I know a lot of people don't get that. But that brought me so much joy that I have a husband that loves me like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
I think we're all blessed in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. All three of us.
We're very rich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Miss Beth.
Well, I'll just stay with that theme. we are actually here at the conference office. We've been doing the virtual women's retreat this weekend, and obviously there's a lot in putting that on, and we're not used to doing virtual things, and we've had our fair share of challenges and all of that, but I was going to say my husband was willing to come and help us out, and that is a huge joy, and I will. But I will honestly say, I think just a few minutes ago, we were sitting here, and someone texted us, right, and said, what was her name? Can I just give a shout out?
Tiffany.
Tiffany texted us and said that even with the, you know, the glitches and the things that were going on, it was a blessing. Is that right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but mm-hmm. anyway. And it was just an affirming text. That's all yeah. I need to say. It was an affirming text. And, you know, the power of words of affirmation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just tickled us all and brought us all so much joy. Yeah. And
because we've been having a hard time.
Yes.
Yeah. We've had our struggles.
We've had some glitches.
Right.
Sure. And you know, people have been
less than patient.
Yeah.
And that text just kind of mm-hmm. just helped so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and I'm just going to say this and then I'll get off the bandwagon and we'll just go. I'm so sorry. But the other day I was at Walmart, and I think I told Courtney about this, but I was at Walmart the other day, and you guys, I went through line and was just not nice. And I mean, I wasn't mean. I don't know. Everything about the person who was checking me out was irritating me, and I was just struggling. And I know part of it is hormonal, and I'm just having a rough time right now. So I'm sure of that. But knowing it, and it still couldn't, I couldn't seem to get past, like, mm-hmm. and I am one, like, I have preached my whole life, we got to be nice to everybody, people. Like, be kind. Just be kind. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing Courtney, be kind. And I just couldn't that day. I just could not that day. And I just stayed silent because that's
probably the best,
you know, but I knew even my silence was unkind. Mm. Does that make sense? Mm. And I guess seeing this note or having this text come in, if you have any capacity for kindness within you, there may be someone else around mm-hmm. you that doesn't have the capacity that day. Mm-hmm. So be kind for both. Like, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. spread it. Let it be. Just be kind and spread joy, and let Christmas and between now and New Year's, you know, be a time of just really spreading some joy. And then let's make 2021 a little happier.
Mm. I'm on it.
Okay. I'm done preaching. I'm so sorry. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Everybody.
I feel like we need to sing. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Oh, dear. I tried to harmonize. It didn't work.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. We would really love to hear from you, so please find us. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Joy in the Weeds. You can also email us. Our email address is joy@carolinasda.org. That's joy@carolinasda.org. Now, we hope that today, as you navigate the weeds, you will also hold on to moments of joy.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.